Let me start off?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, let me just start off by saying, you know, happy Veterans Day. This is certainly a meaningful day. Share real quick, one of my kind of heroes growing up was my grandfather, who was a colonel in the Air Force, served in World War II in the Korean War, was in B-25s. So I was thinking about him kind of throughout the day. But, you know, I think it's important that we kind of, on days like this, even though we get to play a game, we pause and just honor those who have served. So I was really, really, you know, excited to be a part of a game on Veterans Day for that reason. And the amount of guys in our program who either family has served or know people who have served was pretty cool. We talked about that earlier today. On to the game. And before I go to the game, I think our crowd was awesome. The students were great. The Nut House was energy. You could feel that throughout the entirety of the game. So thankful for that as well. In regards to the game, a couple things just real quick, and I'm sure you'll have some questions about them. We got to rebound the ball a little bit better defensively, and got to find a way to get more shots on offense and stop turning it over as much. But outside of that, I thought we played really, really tough. We were connected. Again, you got a glimpse into the depth that we have with five guys in double figures, so was really excited to see that.
Jake, when we talked to Sean and Aaron, they both said that you were harping on them this week like you had lost a game, and one of the main points of emphasis was turnovers. How much did you focus on that this week, and what are you maybe seeing in that area through two games here?
Yeah, well, we're turning it over too much, but it's a fine line, Adam. I don't want us to play safe, but we need to value the possessions a little bit more. That's what we kind of talk about. That's the language we use, because I want us to be aggressive, play with confidence. But we got to, like, 15 turnovers is too many. And I thought tonight, you know, our guards collectively just turned it over too much. So we got to keep working on that. You know, again, what we're trying to do offensively with our pace is different than what guys are used to. And, you know, it's going to take some time to grow through that. But on the flip side, I think defensively, you know, we were really, really connected, and that, you know, that protected us a little bit.
When you talk about guards maybe turning over a little bit too much, Michi seems to be maybe, I don't know, maybe is he feeling any pressure being back and trying to do too much too soon? Or what are you seeing from him two games in that I think he has 8 or 9 turnovers here in two games?
Yeah, I like Michi's aggressiveness. I like him driving the ball to the paint. He's just like he did in the second half of the Texas game. He's got to slow down a little bit. But we want him to be aggressive and want him to attack. He's really done a good job in practice of reading the paint, and had his assist numbers in practice have been really good. So I think it's only a matter of time until that gets cleaned up.
Aaron had a real nice game, it seemed like, both on the offensive and defensive ends of the floor. Just what'd you see out of him in this one?
Yeah, well, I think it started on the glass. You know, he was active on both sides of the ball, and then – you know, he seemed felt like he was just a little more poised offensively. And it helped, you know, he was able to get into a better rhythm because he wasn't in foul trouble, you know, in the first half. So I thought he took a step forward. I thought Sean Stewart, you know, 10 and 7 and his, he's got to, you know, I think the fouling for us collectively, we got to be better at. And clearly I got to be a better official in practice. But, you know, that's something we got to continue to grow in that area. But I thought both those guys, you know, were better and looked, I think, more confident and comfortable.
Staying with the foul trouble for a second, I mean, is there a balance to that? Because you look at the shooting numbers for Youngstown State, and you guys played really good defense in this game. How much of that can you do without fouling and having that aggression still?
Yeah, we want to be aggressive on that side. You know, we go back and look at which fouls maybe were careless, you know, and I think evaluating that, and if we can get rid of those three or four possessions, it helps some guys certainly individually, but it also helps us collectively. There's some of our fouls when we're boxing out and things like that, like, you know, there's no issue with those. But I think some of the ones where maybe we get out of position and we bail guys out with a reach, or we have them right where we want them, and instead of, you know, being sound and disciplined, we reach. Those are the ones we got to clean up a little bit.
Mobley, another amazing night.
What's it like to see this start for him? I mean, you can talk about it in the off season, but then to actually have him come out here and contribute like this.
Yeah, well, I think what's been really impressive about him is how our team has embraced what he can do for us. And that takes a great deal of maturity, because clearly he's out there playing confident and free. And really, the 1-2 he took, I asked him to kind of step back and shoot a 3. So, but talked about it, right? He has a mentality where he is wired, you know, to score, plays with a great deal of confidence. But I think what's equally impressive is how our team has embraced that. And it's really important for us, and it's going to continue to be.
Early on in the season, you obviously want to play a lot of guys. You want to grow that depth, but you also want to find your core. What's that balance like, especially with so many new faces, trying to not shift too much around it and keep a core in there, but also grow the depth?
Yeah, I think, you know, allowing guys to get a rhythm is important. And, you know, for us tonight, when I was subbing guys out, a lot of times it was maybe we didn't complete plays, you know, from finishing through the whistle or sprinting back. It really wasn't, you know, for things outside of maybe fouls. So I think we're learning that, you know, there's an urgency that we need to play with, and there's really a couple non-negotiables we have. One of them is, you know, don't stop playing. And so when we do that, when we're not, you know, finishing plays, like one of the ones we had in transition where I think maybe Evan Mahaffey had a block, or somebody had a block, and we not everybody sprinted back. Like, those are plays that we got to keep. You know, if we can reduce the number of those, it's going to really, really help us. And I feel like we're doing a good job. I don't think it's a problem by any means, but there's just a couple plays here or there where we got to be a team that doesn't let up it within a possession.
Going back to John real quick, there was a sequence in the second half where he didn't do something on the defensive end. You weren't happy at all. He goes down and gets a 3-point play on the offensive end, then you pull him out and have some words for him. What was it that he didn't do, and what were your words to him when you pulled him out?
Well, I didn't pull him out for having a 3-point play. I can promise you that.
Right.
It was just one of those plays where he didn't finish it. I believe it was on the other side. He kind of watched and didn't box out. I'd have to go back and check the film. But, you know, he's so gifted, and I think he's really worked hard to develop habits on the other side, and he's a complete player, you know. And again, if you don't do your job on the glass and you stop playing in the middle of a play, if I can see it live, you know, that's somewhere we want to hold guys accountable for. But the thing I love about him is it didn't faze him. So that's what makes him special.
Jake, you had 5 players with double-digit points. Can you speak on the depth on, you know, how big that is, especially for big games like the one on Friday?
Yeah, I think the unique thing, too, is, you know, guys like Micah Parrish and Devin Royal had big nights in game one. And then you see other guys step up. It's a real weapon for us. We have a lot of firepower offensively on this team. And I go back to us, our assist numbers with our made field goals, the fact that we have that firepower but guys are embracing playing together is really, really important. And some nights I think it's going to fluctuate on who maybe has, you know, the big night. But I would anticipate if we're rolling offensively for us to have kind of 4 or 5, maybe even 6 guys on a given night in double figures.
Yeah, Bruce had, I think, 36 minutes against Texas, 22 tonight. Is there a conscious effort to bring his minutes down this season or not?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, we've really tried to monitor. I'm a big believer in the sports science, and we have an unbelievable department here at Ohio State. Like, the resources we have are second to none. And, you know, I think we monitor player load and things in practice, so it's something we're mindful of going into the game. Like, I think first and foremost, we're trying to win the game, and we know how important Bruce is for that. But, you know, on a night like tonight, where we were able to maybe give him some breaks, but, you know, also I think foul trouble in the first half affected his minutes, and then obviously the way the game ended affected some of those minutes. But I didn't go into this game thinking, hey, Bruce needs to play less. It just kind of happened that way. But I also have a great deal of confidence in our bench, you know, and I think you're seeing, again, we're not afraid to play, you know, different lineups and things. But yeah, I appreciate Bruce. You know, he went in with 3 fouls in the first half and played smart, and we were able to get him out, I think, for defense at the end. Our staff did a good job managing that. So Yeah, it just kind of happened a little bit.
Yeah, and this early, it's kind of work in progress, I think. Do you have a date? Do you have a time when you want that to sort of solidify? I mean, I know you can't think like we're in experimentation mode here, but
from a rotation standpoint?
No, just from a play standpoint. I mean, you have stuff to improve on.
Yeah.
But
well, sure, I'd love to arrive and be our best come Friday, you know, but I think the exciting thing about this team is, you know, we have room to grow. And some of it has to do with the experience of our front court. But I also think a great deal of that is there's so much newness in our program, new staff, new players, new like, so it takes time to build the chemistry required to, you know, to be good in conference play. And I think that's – I want to keep building chemistry. I feel like we're off to a great start with again, the way we're sharing the ball. And but some of these turnovers are, you know, lack of playing together. I think a couple of them here or there are a result of that. So hopefully that'll continue to improve. But, yeah, not a specific goal necessarily. I'd love for it to be tomorrow. But it's going to take some time.
Jay, congrats on the win. You spoke on the rotating lineups. Coming into the season, it seemed like Bruce and Michi would be the primary facilitators on this team. And now you have Quez and Junie both bringing the ball up. Junie mostly in transition, but Quez definitely much more facilitating. Will we see more of that as the season goes on?
Yeah, I think, listen, I trust those guys. You know, I trust those guys, and I trust Evan Mahaffey to, you know, initiate some action for us. And I think it's helpful, you know, to be able to, for – it's nice for Bruce for someone to be able to create for him too. And it makes us more dynamic offensively. You know, he's such a good shooter and scores. So being able to move him around within a possession and have other guys maybe initiate at times is going to be valuable for us. But, yeah, I trust – you know, I trust our guard play and guys' ability to multiple guys' ability to do that.
On the defensive end, it seemed like Quez came in and really just provided a spark on the perimeter. Can you speak to his defense?
Yeah, his ball pressure was impactful. You know, they like to run a lot of different actions, and, you know, I give our staff a lot of credit because we were prepared. But, you know, his ball pressure, I thought Michi had some really good ball pressure at times. Junie was out there at times. Like, that's impactful, especially a team who – you know, they run really good stuff. So that, you know, was able to take them out of rhythm a little bit, and it was important.
From your perspective, when you see Braylon go in there, make a three, and see the team react the way they do, like, what does that mean about this team, and what is your reaction to that?
Yeah, it was a great pass, first off. I think Colin threw that pass. Did Colin have an assist on here? Yes. Yes, he did. Three assists. I thought it was a great pass. And, you know, Braylon, Colby, like those guys, listen, the impact that they have on our team and what they do in practice for us is really, really important. So I love when they can – those guys can go in and kind of get some success. You know, it's and you can see how much our program values what they do on a daily basis by those reactions. So I'm not sure – you know, what couple of these celebrations are, but I love how connected our group is.
Minute two to go in the first half, you call the timeout. Were you stuff we haven't really talked to you about yet, scheme-wise, you try to go 2-for-1 in that kind of situation? Was that the plan? I know there was a turnover right away, but what are you trying to do in that?
I didn't quite go as planned. We were trying to execute to get something quick. Yeah, and we had the timeout, so I figured use it, get us organized. So that was we were trying to do a 2-for-1.
And then some of your philosophies on when to play a guy, when not play a guy with two fouls. Devin came in with two fouls. Bruce in the first half. What are some of your thoughts on how that went and how you saw guys handle playing with two fouls in the first half?
Yeah, I think, well, Devin picked up his third one, so maybe he didn't handle it quite as well as Bruce did, but – you know, I think to some degree you got to give guys a chance to show that they can manage those situations. And, you know, for Devin, I was trying to help him, you know, get a rhythm and try to get going. He's so important for us. And, I mean, listen, his rebounding numbers in his minutes, despite, you know, which, you know, I thought he did a great job attacking the rim with some physicality. It was a physical game. But his rebounding numbers, he didn't let, you know, maybe some of the choppiness of the game because of his foul trouble, he didn't let that impact what he did on the glass. So I was impressed, even though you end up picking up that third foul in the first half, I was impressed with just the poise he played with, kind of, you know, despite, you know, or in spite of maybe it not being one of his best games.
Sorry, Jake. You've spoken so much on the depth of the backcourt, shifting to the frontcourt a little bit. How satisfied are you with both the offense and post defense from today?
Yeah, I thought our post defense was better. There's some technical things that we've been working on that isn't quite translating as fast as I would like. And so we got to keep fighting. I thought we, you know, I think Aaron got a steal in the first half, deflecting an entry. Want to be more aggressive in that space, and we'll double the post some to help us. So that's going to continue to be a work in progress for us. We got to get better at it, and really we need to do it quickly because, you know, our next opponent has a good player inside, so multiple players inside. But I thought we got better, but we still have room to grow. We just, some of the stuff we're working on needs to translate quicker.
You talk about your next opponent. You went through kind of postseason play, but now this is your first real time to kind of build out week to week here. Obviously, you've coached a long time. Is there anything that you do differently with your schedule and the guys throughout the next, you know, 4 days as opposed to maybe other coaches?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can only speak to, you know, I think the experience that I've had working for different guys and certainly the experience of our staff. We want to, you know, tomorrow learn from this game, and I think, you know, kind of finish this game tomorrow and then start our transition into A&M. Our staff obviously has been working on this, you know, ahead of time. But for our players, tomorrow we got to learn from the areas that we need to improve on, that you know, from the film of this. And also, I think, you know, acknowledge the things that we did well. And then how does that now transition into Texas A&M? We got to have some good preparation for that. But I say this, I think this team has consistently prepared well. And, you know, we're excited to go on the road and carry that, hopefully continue that preparation and carry that into a road environment. All right, guys, thank you very much. Stop the line.